In a joint statement, Phil Wijnaldum and Paul Brunger and Sue Hidson have paid tribute to their sons, speaking of the devastation their deaths have caused. It says, since Aidan and Neil were killed on the 6th of August 2014, our lives have been shattered. They were two exceptional young men with such promise, kind, funny and full of life. Their deaths have left their families and many good friends utterly devastated. Neil and Aidan were having a wonderful time in Borneo, working in Sarawak Hospital and also travelling around seeing as much of the beautiful country as they could. Both boys said how very welcoming and friendly the people were. Our sons would have qualified as doctors. Their unprovoked and senseless murders as they were walking home after a night out with other medical students mean that Aidan and Neil will never have the chance to spend their lives caring for and helping others. They would have given so much to the world. We are so very proud of both of them and in what they achieved in all their two short lives. Although we're pleased that the man responsible for their murders has been held accountable, the guilty verdict does not bring our sons back. We'd like to thank our families, friends and everyone who's helped us through these distressing times. We would ask that we're now left to grieve for Neil and Aidan in peace.